Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
This is Pitch Please, the show where people who play games pitch ideas to people who make them. This week,
put some speakers on the back.
What would you call that, Tom? You call that a broombox?
Fuck you.
I mean, come on.
Welcome to Pitch Please. My name's Alex. I'm joined by developer Chris from Foggybox.
Hello.
Developer James from Catastrophic Overload.
Hello.
Idea Hurricane Tom.
Well, I mean, that hurricane is sizzling away.
Yeah.
Not sizzling away. It's
That's
fizzling
a hot
away.
Hurricane.
It's a hot hurricane. This hurricane's a fizzler because the ideas, they aren't coming through because we've got
not
so
the
many
pitches,
guests.
But the ideas, right? You're bringing the creative ideas to the table. That's your
Tom
job,
has
right?
Idea
sure.
constipation.
Okay.
And yeah. I'm blocked up.
But the big idea, the big pitch is going to come from the other voice you just heard, which is our brand new guest, Boba.
Hello.
Sorry, I shouldn't have said hello there. It sounds like I'm Boba.
We are. We are
Boba.
One connected consciousness. We are
consciousness.
All Boba.
We are all
you
Boba.
You will be assimilated. Yeah.
So it's like Legion.
Go. Boba, you're a member of the Yogscast network, right? That's what you do?
Oh, you said it and I just remembered and I got excited again. Yeah, that's me.
What do you do? Where can we find you and watch your stuff and all that?
I mostly stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/bobawitch. I'm on Twitter. I talk about how much I love women.
yeah, that's true.
And I do uploads to YouTube too, but most of it's on Twitch. I think that's all I do.
That sounds like enough. That'll do. Well, and also your new third thing is coming up with ideas for games, right? Because that's what you're going to do for us
hot
today.
Games.
So yeah.
If you've not listened to us before, the way this works is someone pitches an idea for a game and then basically collectively we all come
Guess
together
who?
And figure out how to make it work, throw in our own ideas. It's a big melting pot of weird ideas. Sometimes it works out pretty well, sometimes it doesn't. Let's see how this one goes.
Okay.
Boba.
Yes.
Pitch please.
Drop us a game bomb.
Let's see. So I guess when I think of my favorite sorts of games to play, my favorite game probably of all time is Dragon Age.
Okay.
I love...
Which one?
Oh my gosh. Well, Inquisition has got to be last. Sorry.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm glad. Thank you.
I'd say Origins is the one that I've played through the most and tried to perfect each playthrough that I do and even start over sometimes. And 2 would be after Origins, but they could almost be equal just because 2 is just so separate from Origins to me. It's like its own thing.
Well, hang on. At the risk of derailing this too far, just a quick yes or no. In that case, are you saying Dragon Age better than Mass Effect?
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think for me, because I'm so thirsty for Dungeons and Dragons all the time, that I do prefer
okay,
Dragon Age
enough.
to Mass Effect.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Now, please tell me your idea isn't Dragon Age in space.
It is Dragon Age in space.
Okay.
I think for me, no, I'm, of course, we've got to go with sort of like either I love magical girls and of course I also love witches. But I think if there was a way to have sort of like an RPG where you're either a magical girl or a witch, or they can be the same thing, whatever, and you have to basically live this life, develop relationships and things like that. But instead of being like Stardew Valley or like games like that where they're like a pixel kind of thing, mm-hmm. I would like a style like Dragon Age where you can be very self-insert, because that's what I like. I love self-insertion into video games. So just something like that, I think.
I got a couple of questions straight away.
Mm-hmm.
One, and this is potentially offensive, what's the difference between a magical girl and a witch?
You know, I don't know if there has to be one.
Okay.
Because I guess categorically you could say that witches are them things, they're something themselves. And a magical girl would be like, you've got Sailor Moon. By day, she's a regular girl.
Okay.
And then by night, she's Sailor Moon. Whereas a witch, like, I think you're just kind of in that all the time.
Remember that?
Yes.
I feel like witches have just got more bureaucracy, right?
That's probably that too.
They are magical girls with politics.
Yeah, yes. So we've got a vigilante, or we've got a governed kind of identity of a witch, maybe.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I like that.
So what is this game that you, like, how are you imagining this? Are you basically just saying you want to play Dragon Age, but you're playing as a witch? Or is...
I think for me, I love character development and relationships between characters. I love romancing characters in games.
Okay.
And then I love things like Stardew, where you're doing tasks and you can kind of like, and same thing with Dragon Age or any other RPG where you're speccing into something that you really like, and kind of going from there. So like kind of like slice of life, playing it that way,
uh-huh.
and going in that direction.
So those are two things we've got together now already, right? There's the BioWare side of the RPG and maybe a bit of Stardew Valley, something Stardew Valley there. Chris, mm-hmm. developers, what are you thinking?
So straight away, I was thinking that's, do you know how some games, they have morality systems and you have decisions? I feel like that's where we create an alignment system between, like you said, the bureaucracy side and the vigilante side. So every action you do leans you towards one or the other.
Oh, I like that.
It changes the way things play out, or things you can do, and your relationships with other people and factions and whatever. Maybe, you know, if you do something to that, you like gain favor with the witches, therefore you have access to different buildings or different spells or different quest lines, and then that one leads you that way. Very much how the Infamous games used to do it, where if you became evil you had flame powers, if you became good you had ice powers, and then obviously depending on which ones you wanted, you know, instead of finishing off a person that gets knocked down, you can, you know, mm-hmm. revive them.
Sorry, say that again?
Finishing off a person.
Yeah.
Okay. As they get down.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. That's right. But yeah, I think that helps sort of categorize certain ways you can do things and helps thematically, I assume.
Okay.
People so, differentiate between magic girls and witches.
So, James, you're kind of a fan of, like, I feel like you must have played some of the BioWare games, right? You're kind of like a bit like me.
I mean,
story.
Mass Effect yeah? is one of my favorite games of all time. So
no,
truly,
minute.
I agree. I agree.
You've actually played a game that someone like mentioned
I've not
on this
played
podcast?
Dragon Age, so I'm like, yeah.
Oh, great, okay. Great.
Yes, I love Dragon Age. It's great. It's amazing. yeah, I don't know. I mean, in my head, currently I'm stuck on witches in space, but we'll put that to one side. The other side is...
I'm not against it.
I mean, can we get the sci-fi and the D&D like kind of crossing over? I don't know.
Mass Effect.
Can we just make Mass Effect? I really
How can
like
you
Mass
improve
Effect.
Mass Effect? I don't know.
Witches.
Well, not with Andromeda.
Put it on the ground and give them swords. Wait, would you make Dragon Age?
So what do you see as the like main focus for our witch in this game? Like what's their
what magical
task?
Girl?
What are they exploring? Are they, you know, going through different planets? No, wait, sorry, that's space again. Mm-hmm. Are they going to different towns, counties?
Planes. We can have planes.
Planes of existence. That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. Not planets, planes.
Mm.
I kind of like the idea of like choosing a direction for your life, just like real life. Like there's so many different kind of like aspects and elements that go with both of those sorts of things. You can be a potion maker, you can be like an animal herder, which is kind of again going towards the Harvest Moon side of things. And yeah. I don't know, because like I like games too that don't necessarily have to have like a grand kind of scheme to them.
You're not saving the world.
Okay.
necessarily.
Yeah.
You're just being,
and it can just be like chilling out. Yeah.
So are you imagining more of like a sandboxy game rather than Dragon Age where, yeah, you're following this long story through hundreds of different quests? Or is it Stardew where you have whatever you have that you're just building up over time and exploring the world and talking to people and figuring out what they like and remembering their birthday and going
having
into
so
mines.
Many spreadsheets open.
Yeah. Describing life.
I feel
is
like
it that sort of game?
Yeah, it can go kind of like either way for me, because when I think about a game that I would really like to play, it can be either of those things. So I don't know if that's bad that I'm indecisive in the way of that, but I like
okay.
both ideas.
Well, we've got to okay. pin this down somehow. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, I was about to say, is this very highly themed Second Life, basically?
Like in terms of Second Life role-playing server, yeah.
Yeah, but like yeah. in terms of the freedoms that you would want. But we can obviously, we can like nail that down with quests and stuff. So we're kind of the freedom of Second Life, but with the slight linearity that we can have quest lines. They might not ever end. It could just end up with, you know, procedural fetch quests. Get me 7 Eye of Newt.
Yeah.
Thanks. So you know, that's the end
yeah,
game stuff.
I like that direction.
Saying that, Chris, the thing that comes to mind for me now is, with the caveat of not, I've not played these games, but have you seen the, is it Playway? Maybe they do it, I'm not sure. But you know those like medieval dynasty, farmer's dynasty, those kind of things? Witch's
right,
dynasty.
Yeah.
What if it was just that? Or magical girl's dynasty.
Witch's dynasty.
You know, where you basically like...
Ooh.
So like the way those games work, I think... Right, you play as a farmer, you have the kind of the farming sim style thing, but then, so you're just doing your daily farmer jobs and whatever, but then also you're talking to NPCs in town, trying to like romance people, all that stuff. You're doing that, but you're a witch, Chris.
So what you're saying is, Alex,
yeah.
you go from rags to witches.
Oh my God.
We got a name.
Rags to Witches, a open world survival game where you play
you
as a
oh my gosh,
nothing.
I thought you said rats to witches, and I
no,
liked
rags.
That.
You
I want to start as a rat now and then become
the joke
a witch.
Was worse. Okay,
I said rags, but I mean if you liked rats,
rats to witches.
No, I meant like you start poor and maybe you build up to become. I was about to say Grand Wizard, that's not what we want to be.
So, no, we don't want that.
Bureaucracy.
We do not want a Grand Wizard.
And there's the bureaucracy side of things.
Yeah.
Or you become like a renegade running off and doing your own mercenary work in a witch fashion. Maybe I'm imagining, I've been playing a lot of Elite Dangerous recently, so I'm imagining a game where you can do, maybe you can do witchy trading and you're going across the land on your broomstick. yeah. Flying around and selling goods to different nearby like places. Yeah. Or you can be like a witchy bounty hunter and you've got loads of different offensive spells and you're going out and fighting a load of people, or you just join some witchy bureaucracy and just live your life in a political hellscape of witchdom. Is that a thing? Is witchdom a thing?
Witchdom, right?
I think that's something else.
Yeah, or witches.
Winky face.
Okay. Witchdom.
Yeah.
Witchdom. That's also in the game.
At the beginning, so I guess another thing that I had kind of thought of was at the beginning of Kiki's Delivery Service, which is an anime about a witch, she goes out and her mom is telling her, you know, like she established herself in the town as like the potion maker and Kiki doesn't know what she wants to go out and do. And then she meets another girl who's like on her way to her town and she's like, oh, I'm going to sell or set up a fortune telling shop. So I like that too of like,
okay,
kind of like making your way towards this established persona in a town or in a city.
I feel like you've just
kind of like that.
Yeah, you've just really brought mm-hmm. that together with the Kiki's Delivery imagery, like that is mm-hmm.
yeah,
like the idea of just like arriving at a lovely picturesque town in mm-hmm. a lovely picturesque like idyllic area and you are that town's witch, I guess, right? That's how it works in the film.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And people come to you for lots of different things, I guess, depending on what kind of witch you are, perhaps.
Yeah
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that witches and magic has a lot of different facets you can go down, right? There's obviously like potion selling and all these different things, but there's also the different types of magic where you've got, don't laugh at potion seller, Chris. And you've also got all the different types of magic where you've got, you know, you can go down the elemental route where you learn a load of fire spells and they give you particular things. Ice spells give you particular things. Maybe necromancy if you want. I don't know. Like, there's loads of different ways that you could, I don't know, see like a notice on the notice board. It's like, help, there's fucking rats all over the place. It's my cat's been run over. How can you help? Great. I'm a level 6 necromancer. That's perfect. Oh, I can bring it back.
It's screaming, kill me.
Or
you've done it wrong.
Or, oh no, I've only got fire spells, so I'll just burn the house down.
You want a cremation for your cat.
Yeah.
That's it.
Perfect. Yeah. Or just burn the house down so you never have to worry about the notice ever again.
Oh, I need to make this lovely, I need to bake a lovely loaf of bread. I can set fire to it. I can warm it.
This
is feeling more and more Stardew Valley.
To 200 mm-hmm. degrees for 15 minutes.
Is that how do you envision interacting with the world? Are you seeing like a pixel art top-down kind of study? Or are you seeing first person? Or does it not matter?
It feels just like, more Sims.
Yeah, I feel like Sims, yeah, kind of, where you have like a character that you make. Because, of course, I spent 100 years tweaking in character creation. And so that's important to me. And I like to be able to see, and I guess, like, again, Mass Effect style, what is that, third person, sort of like that.
Ah, so what if you, as a witch, were like a plastic surgeon, but a witch? So every character comes into your tent and you change their face.
I love how you said that, as if that was just something like related to something we've been talking about. That just came out of absolutely nowhere.
Character creation.
Is that not
really
what we're talking about?
We're segueing into that, yeah.
That was amazing. No, please continue.
The whole game is character customization and creation, but you have the relationships and you can walk around town, and you, if someone's horrible to you, you give them a giant nose or something.
Mm-hmm. God, it does genuinely feel like he just came in from the future, from a conversation we're going to have in like 10 minutes.
Wait till we loop it around.
He's very good. He was so far ahead. Oh my God.
Okay.
I think
that could be one of the jobs, right? You could choose to be.
Yeah.
I don't think that's too left field, because they have the facial reconstruction person in Skyrim, don't they? In the Thieves Guild. So you can change your appearance.
You've also got polymorph spells.
Definitely yes. Played Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, I'm kind of feeling...
just polymorph all over.
polymorph
not
on my
face. Describe the action that Chris was making on the webcam. I feel like we're beginning to diverge here. Like, I don't know about anyone else, like maybe I'm the only person, but in my head, I'm kind of imagining this almost as third person slash first person. The idea of like, okay, I'm specking down into Fire Mage or whatever. So actually I'm going to have a bakery. And I have like a little deliveries to me. You know, like literally the bit in Kiki's Delivery Service when she has a lovely mm-hmm. little pie, a fish pie thing that she has to get. And she has it on her broom. You're baking the thing. You have to put it in a basket. You jump on your broom and then you fly through this amazing, beautiful, picturesque town trying to make it to your delivery on time. That kind of thing. But then we've got the Sims side of things as well, which I guess is kind of a different, you know, that's a diversion that's going off somewhere else. Where is everyone else leaning in this?
I think that, and then also, like you guys said, the factions of things, because imagine you go off and you've established yourself in this town, but what if your ideas of what you want to do are, you could, like you said, you could be necromancy or anything, and then you become a terror to a town. So it's kind of like shaping what you want to become in that town, and then also developing relationships through doing that, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how wholesome are you hoping this game is? Because if you have fire spells and you open a bakery, that's like the best way to use fire spells in a pure, wholesome way. I mean, obviously necromancy is only evil, really, pretty much.
Is it?
But are there...
Depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Can you like have like a dead animal circus or something?
A dead animal circus? Yeah, you're right. That's
not evil.
That's really lovely, actually.
That's very Peggy 3.
Oh, my God. But are there... bad guys? Are there evil people in the game, or is this just a really nice, chill magic girl simulator where you just enjoy life and have a great time?
I think you can either
witch
be
hunters.
Good, or the witch hunters is good too. I think you can either be good or decide to be like the evil menace of the town too.
Write it down.
So it's like an 18 rated wholesome game. So to cover all bases, it's like yeah. super wholesome, but then you can decide to just murder
but
everyone.
If you want to.
Yeah, if you
raise
want
an
to.
Army of zombies and take over the town with your zombie circus.
Mm-hmm.
I can make lovely baked goods every day, but I will stab a bitch.
There's knives in the pies.
But I feel like loads of jobs would be good. Like choice of job. Like, mm-hmm. hey, I'm broom repair. You know, you're the exhibit of the witch world and you pimp my broom. And like, you know, a couple of hanging dice on there. You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
put
other
some speakers
things.
On the back.
That would be called
air freshener.
What would you call that, Tom? You call that a broom box.
fuck you.
It's quiet today.
I mean, come on. I feel like you should have given me that for how quick that was.
That's going to be an intro clip to you saying fuck you, Dick's response.
Do we think that you need to be a generalist? Does this witch need to do lots of jobs? Because maybe choosing to have one particular job that you do might limit your scope of gameplay. If I'm just going to be the fixer of brooms, how...
I got it.
Oh,
you have you have spell books that you you can put a load of different spells in. Like, oh, I've got a load of fire spells in this spell book. You can only have like five, for example. And then any time you do a particular job, you're like, right, I'm going to take this spell book with me, and it has these things in there.
Ooh.
And that's how you sort of spec yourself. You say, right, I'm basically putting on this outfit. This is what I am.
Nice. Oh my gosh, outfit changes. You've got me just settled.
Exactly. There's like a menu, you press it, then you spin, glitter, stars,
yes.
rainbows, bam, 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 and then you end on a pose.
Animal Crossing style.
Mm-hmm. And you are now a necromancer with a zombie circus.
Yes.
And that's how you can, spec yourself into particular things and prepare yourselves for particular jobs. Like if you say, oh, I want to do some trader mm-hmm. jobs, again, I'm going into Elite Dangerous, then I'll pick up this spell book, which allows me to use my broom and fly faster and all of these things, but I don't have these spells if this thing happens or whatever.
So you're only prepared for the jobs that you've sort of given yourself the book for.
So is this essentially
so what you're saying,
quitting
Tom?
Jobs?
Oh,
is he
got
another one?
You want to spec yourself before you wreck yourself?
Oh, for fuck's sake. What is wrong with you today?
I have hardly slept. And I mean, I've had a lot of sugar.
So am I understanding this right?
It's sugar hype delirium.
You basically are kind of equipping these different jobs through the use of like these tomes. Not the jobs, but you're equipping the
kind
like
of.
These classes. And are you specking
again,
up?
In Elite Dangerous, it's like getting into a new ship that has a load of different modules, right? So that's how I'm imagining it. It's not necessarily like I've picked up the trader spell book. It's like I'm doing a trader job. What spell book do I want to take with me? I'll pick this one, whatever. And you can buy new spell books. They're expensive, but over time you'll have loads of them and you can learn new spells and learn new things and put them in your spell books and equip yourself in loads of different ways, however you want. Also, the town is full of guilds. And if you want to rise your ranks in the guilds, you have to do all these different things.
I like that.
So is it that the town is coming to you with lots of different requests? You're the town witch. You just have to deal with all these requests and you deal with them however you see fit.
No. You are not the town witch. You are a town witch.
Okay.
And you've just got to be better than everyone else. Also, it's online now. No, I mean, maybe you are just a town witch and you're just trying to be the best one. Or even just trying to make a modest lifestyle. Maybe you just want to run a simple bakery with your fire hands. Maybe you want to be the best in this guild, this merchant guild, or this grand magician guild, or whatever. You there's loads of things you can do. You can do what you want. Put a spell book on it.
Is this inspiring you for any gameplay? What's coming into your head?
It depends on like the jobs you go down. So like if you ran a little like apothecary, that shop.
Close enough.
What's it called?
Apothecary.
That's the one. You could do like a shopkeep style thing where you have to just, you know, restock your shelves and customers come in and you do a certain amount of hours in the day, and then the rest of the day you can pick ingredients and do whatever those people who own those shops do.
I think, well researched.
Thank you. I think, yeah, you'd have to, there's a lot of variety, which is obviously means a lot of choice, and it means a lot of different mechanics. It depends on how in depth each job goes.
This is puddle deep.
Okay, right. It's very
wide as an ocean, but
you couldn't drown in it.
Good God, once you've done one activity for more than 10 minutes, you're already repeating dialogue.
So then you could have loads. The possibilities are endless.
There's thousands of possibilities and none of them are fun.
I'm almost feeling more that you are the only witch in town and you don't even have a shop, but there is like a jobs board or people, you ask around, people
a community
need stuff
board,
done.
Like it's just kind of a little parochial town.
And you can still build up the relationships, do all that stuff, but they don't necessarily know you're a witch and you do the jobs like sort of secretly or on the sly. And
you only fly the
maybe there's an
night.
Underground witch. Yeah. I'm trying to almost decrease scope because it feels like we've got so many things. You've got a shop and you can do jobs and there's a guild and like, I don't know, maybe it's a bit much.
Don't know about that, James.
Sensibly for this podcast, James is the one who always tries to rein it in a bit and make it slightly more realistic, which I think is a very important contribution because otherwise we'd end up making every game in one game, every episode.
I mean, well, Chris already hit the mark. It's like there's a lot of mechanics going on.
Yeah.
Can we maybe think of like the main one?
Son of a or bitch. Two? Okay. Fine.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to be a killjoy. God.
No, but I'm saying we need some kind of like, yeah, we need to decrease the scope. We need some limitations to be able to actually figure out what the gameplay is, right? Otherwise, it's just everything. But for me, at least, the thing that excites me about this is the idea of, like, I don't know, like almost just role playing Kiki. Like I just want to be a witch in a town. And
okay, well in that case, Boba, you gave us your idea, and then we gave you the game of 3050 that has everything in it. And you can do everything. You can be whoever you want to be, as long as it's a witch or a magical girl. Now, what of all of the things that we've spoken of, and there's a lot, what is the thing you want to really hone in on? What's the perfect, boom, encapsulation of this idea? Rats to riches.
Rats to riches. Rats
witches,
to witches.
Sorry.
I like the idea of basically what you've pitched with the, oh my gosh, I love outfit changes. That's why I think Final Fantasy X-2 is better than Final Fantasy X, because in X-2 you get to change your clothes.
Okay.
So,
okay. Fuck you.
I'm just kidding. It's not better, but I do like it because you do get to change your clothes.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I kind of like that as well. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's the best part.
Also, anyone else remember the song, the hit song, A Thousand Words?
Oh my God, I will sing it for you right now. So I like the idea of having those different class books where you kind of, you are like, okay, well, I can go do this. But I think it's kind of, that's more of the action RPG, like Witcher style kind of thing, Witcher Witch. But I think for my idea of like slice of life kind of thing, it probably is closest to the very simplified idea of role playing from Kiki's to the very surface. with also the mix of like fetch quests, Stardew Valley, things like that, and then Mass Effect, Dragon Age relationships, things like that is probably the closest thing.
Yeah. So it's kind of almost like a coming of age thing, right?
Like yeah,
it's,
I would
you
like
have
that.
The Stardew Valley thing, but instead of farming, like you have your little, perhaps you have your little witch, I don't know, shop or HQ
grotto.
Or something, basically.
Witch
grotto. And you're filling that with more tomes or whatever, or perhaps it is a shop. Like perhaps it literally is. You have a room above someone's shop, like in Kiki's Delivery Service, and you every morning you get people come in and ask for help, and like the kind of jobs, the kind of things that you do. The gameplay is basically the kind of things that small town people would need help with if they had a witch in their town. So like saving cats, delivering bread to people before it goes cold, all this kind of stuff. But then, and all the, like, as you're doing that stuff, you're also building relationships, you're making friends.
Or enemies. you could have people come in and they're just, I don't know, do we have the whole, you look a bit suspicious, what are you really doing? I'm going to put a curse on you kind of vibe. Ooh. Is that?
Curses would be fun.
You can choose who to align with, and maybe they'll leave the town or something.
If the NPCs that you can talk to and eventually romance, I mean, there's always going to be the hot elf guy who is cursed. So you
need to... It's like a fantasy village, you're thinking, like, it's like fantasy dudes.
Wait, is it not?
In Kiki's, they're just people. They're just like...
Human,
just normal humans.
Okay, fine. It's just a hot, angry, angsty dude. You find out later on when you're on his fifth quest, his fifth personal quest. Someone put a curse on me. When you're on his fist quest, someone cursed me, and then everyone will love that guy. Oh my god, we can. I think that's the plan for this one. We need to make people thirsty for it.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
God damn.
What about some other, like, to have an element of danger or some of the kind of peril, difficulty involved, as you have, going back to like what we were talking about right at the beginning with like the witches, politics and the tower and stuff. Perhaps you have like the Guild of Witches or someone, maybe other witches come into the town, or there's some kind of like evaluation that you have at the end of the year or something. Mm. You know, like in Stardew, I guess, there are things that you need to do by the end of each season, right?
Yeah.
What are you kind of building towards each day in Kiki's Delivery Service, the game? Is there something that you're working towards? Are you trying to become a full witch?
No, a new rug for your shop. You know, the customization options for your shop. That's all you're working towards. And you can place anything anywhere.
You're just building your shop up, basically, making it look nicer.
Nice and pretty. I don't need to end it on that. Maybe it's not. I don't know. That's it. We've decided.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's just like
100% customization options. Cosmetics.
If there's some end of season or whatever, maybe after you've completed a certain amount of tasks, you rise the ranks in this witchy coven. And maybe that's a thing you can do. Maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you're just like, I just want to talk to that angsty teenager over there. I think he's cursed. Why is he so hot though?
But I like it.
Cursed with hotness.
He's so hot.
Detect hot.
Tom, are you able to kind of give us a rundown of what we have now based on what began as Dragon Age in space, right?
Yeah.
That was the initial.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's now a Stardew-esque shop running / witch / magical girl simulator where you just explore the lands with your multiple spell books that give you particular skills and abilities. And you take on certain jobs for the regular folk of this old town, ye old town of Schittsburg. And... And they just need regular things fixed. Where's my cat gone? Oh, it's on fire. Can someone put it out?
My meeting. My car's broken down.
Wait, hang on. Alex, what time zone is this? What kind of is this?
My carriage.
My bike wheel is flat.
Yes. My carriage.
My horse is dead.
My horse is dead.
I've got a spell for that. Necromancy.
A plague of locusts. Oh, dear.
Yeah, and you do things in particular ways. Every skill you use levels up in some cool way so you can use it more effectively in the future. Gotta have that because more games need that. Wait, what's wrong, Chris?
I just keep saying stupid shit. Funny puns. I thought of another one, but I'm just not going to say it because
you have to now.
Do you know when a voice in the back of your head just goes like, do it. It was, as you said, bringing a dead horse back. It was necromancy, but
it's okay.
All right. You see, I thought you were going to say something.
funny.
Yeah, no. Got that one. Got that one.
Now we're just beating a dead horse.
I hate this podcast.
Not you as well.
You have to keep my shit one in now to save it with that.
Yeah, for the callback, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Context.
All right. Because that was gold.
Boba,
yeah.
How are you feeling about this at this point? Basically, kind of Kiki's Delivery Service sim.
The game.
Yeah.
Rags to Witches. Are you into
Rags
this?
Rags to Witches.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's the direction that I had wanted it to go, of kind of like leaving home, like you said, coming of age, which I didn't realize till you said it, you know, establishing yourself and kind of like having the town and everything grow with you as your character grows and kind of develops into the things that they're specializing in, or maybe how they help and everything like that.
And also eventually trying to befriend and then in future make love
the hot
with
one.
Eskel, the hot teenager who is infested by an old god.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
oh
imagine.
My god. We've all been there.
We've all been there. I remember those days.
I remember my first Eskel.
Oh wait, no. Oh, I was never a hot teenager. I was just infested with something else.
Riddle.
Tom, are you...
Are you excited? Oh, fuck's sake. Tom, are you into this? Are you excited for Kiki's? I know, like, maybe, you know, like, witch... Coming of age, young witch game, maybe not your usual kind of thing, but
well,
I
like it. I when I said that there's skills that level up as you use them, there's very few games that do that, and that kind of progression is so cool. Like Valheim does it all the time. Every single thing that you can do,
yeah,
you level up
point.
As you go. I like the idea that, oh, I've used this whatever spell so many times now that it's leveled up, it's gotten better, it's gotten better, it's gotten better. And by the end of the game, or I say the end of the game, later in the game, I assume there's no end, you are just so powerful and so cool and doing all of these tasks and completing tasks that previously were just like, there's no way I can do this. There's zero chance because I've got like two spells and one of them is to summon my broom. What the fuck? I think it's cool. I think I'm into it. Like, there's no pressure to complete the storyline of rising the ranks in the witch coven or whatever. It's just, oh, I feel like doing that today. And
it's just a long
fun.
Form chill game.
Yeah.
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 Okay. James, have we brought the scope down enough now?
Have I ruined it enough for it to be a plausible game?
Yeah, have you destroyed Boba's idea and like crushed your
vision?
Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. I think this could be really cool. I like that it's not as linear as like a lot like Mass Effect can or is very linear. So yeah, having the freedom to pursue lots of different approaches, I think sounds really cool. Yeah, I'm
down.
You
emphasize lots there.
Lots.
Lots.
Well, okay. Within the remit of this crushed vision of mine, yeah.
Okay, good. Good.
Chris, like, what about you? What are you thinking about this so far?
Yeah, I like it. The one thing that always concerns me with games is when they are open-ended. I feel like the good thing about games in general is that you get that sense of completion. And when you go into those games that are so open-ended is that you don't get that, you know, oh, that's done. I can, that's, you know, I'm not going to play that again. I've finished that. I've put the lid on that. But when
so
we're playing
it
games
needs
like
some kind of,
I feel like it needs a goal.
The end
it does
it
definitely need that
okay.
end
okay.
goal.
An
well, end. You can keep playing after, but you need that end achievement where if you were going to stop, you could be like, okay, I'm satisfied here.
I mean,
but I
like
think
it,
that's the
it
problem
could,
with
it could,
open world games.
Like yeah, like it could just be a case of like you're like if going back to the coming of age thing, you are a coming like a young witch learning or a long I don't know what's an apprentice witch like learning how to be a witch. I don't know what they're called.
Forgotten how to speak.
A trainee witch.
There's got to be a pun here. Come on.
No, it was just when he said you are the coming. Just Mario.
You're an Italian witch. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you're an Italian witch. You're like an apprentice witch and you have to like, basically the goal of the game is to become a witch and to be able to do that, you need to master all of these various different, maybe not necromancy, necromancy's in there, sure, whatever, like all the different sure. elements. And so you do that by performing all these different tasks. And then by the end of it, maybe there's some kind of goal for the Witch's Tower. I don't know. But like for me, like that, the idea of just waking up every day and like going down into the shop or into my little, the bulletin board of the town square or whatever, and being like, oh, what do the villagers have today? What can I do? How can I put my witchy powers to use? And that sounds pretty cool.
Maybe you can only pick one element and then you actually have to form a team of people, of four people, and they all have different elements. Also, everyone's a hot waifu. And it's like very similar to Breath of the Wild.
A goal.
Wait.
Stop. No, crush sorry. It. Crush the vision. No.
No, sorry. No, don't worry. I just made Genshin Impact.
Well, look, if you have any ideas for what could be a nice little end goal for this, or if you have some ideas for mechanics, or if you just have another pitch completely different of your own that you want to tell us, they can tell us. Tom, where can they tell us?
Oh, at Pitch Plus Pod. Pitch Please without the vowels, Pod with the vowel on Twitter, for the love of God.
That's absolutely right. And Boba, thank you very much for joining us. I think
you
bought us, like, unexpectedly... quite a wholesome game. I'm not sure what I expected from you, but maybe a bit more wholesome than I thought.
Sorry, how do you perceive Boba?
Yeah, what did you think I was going to do?
Differently now. What? Kiki's Delivery Service, the game, I want to play it. Like, I really want to play it. I want to zoom through these lovely little streets. I just want to be this little witch.
Yeah.
Learning what it is to love.
Definitely unexpected, because, you know, when I first saw you, Boba, I was expecting Bloodsport the serial killer game.
Yeah.
But no, it wasn't.
I was going to pitch to you basically Psycho Goreman, except as a video game. That's what I was going here for. I wanted to be able to rip people apart. Yeah. With my bare hands. Please put me in a video game, but I can rip them apart with my bare hands. That's what I want.
Okay. We'll just give you, it won't even be a game. We'll just give you like an interactive experience. Okay. And we just throw people at you. You tear them in half.
Okay. So that works for me.
On that note, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Boba, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was a pleasure. And we'll see you all next time. Goodbye.
See ya.
Bye.
When you said Italian witch, I started laughing because I imagined the broomstick, but instead of sticks, it was spaghetti.
Oh, no. How did that work? What? I thought you were going to say twigs. Breadstick.
The twigs at the back. It was just spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Oh my gosh.
Tagliaspelli.
Yeah.
Tagliaspelli.
Nice.